terms of, maybe we just start by Melechus Zohra. Here are the booklets, Ezra. Starter of David? Okay, since we're wrapping up Simon Shin Chaf, tell me the Ma'ikar made of the Ha'ara. So before we even get to the end of Simon Shin Chaf, so I just wanted to share with you a couple of points. First of all, Rabbi Nissim, Rabbi Yisrael pointed out to me something I've always glossed over from Rabbi Nevinsal, and that is that Rabbi Nevinsal points out that the Egle Tal that we have learned, that said that when it comes to the Isser of Dash, that it's going to be defined by those things that are done besada versus those things that are done b'shas achila. That's the lashon of the Egle Tal, b'shas achila. So Rav Nevinsal took that Egle Tal literally, and he understands that the heter that we learned, that those things that you generally don't do besada are going to be mutter, is only going to be mutter mamish b'shas achila. So this is in one of your older booklets. You'll take a look where we saw other opinions from Rav Nevinsal where he quotes Egle Tal. That's how he understands it. I mentioned to you a slightly different havana. It says that what's the derech to do besada versus what's derech done to do babayis. And I think the Shvisas HaShabbos is a little bit closer to that lashon. Even the Egle Tal of Shabbos is not mukhlak. And the nafkamina is going to be whether you need to do it mamish b'shas achila or not. So last week I tried to convince Rav Nevinsal that the way he understood it is mukhlak and the Egle Tal, but there might be other ways of understanding it. And particularly we saw Rabbi Willig pointed out that the paradigm of the Gemara Beis of Yugim Lama Beis is Kfiyas Maestros, so that seems to be just a question of whether you're in the Sada versus the Bais as opposed to Derech Achila. Rav Nevinsal wasn't so happy with me that I was trying to make this machlokas between the Egle Tal and Shvisas HaShabbos. He said what I think I said already. The Hainu, that he thinks that the Heter that you have from the Egle Tal is only B'shas Achila, which comes out that Rav Nevinsal uses this Egle Tal L'chumra. If Lania's daiti, my Rebbe's reading is correct, Mokroch and Egle Tal, I'm not sure that everybody would agree with that. Chumra Nansal himself thought that was the Pash, just like his Chumra. Number two, I'm following along on the cover sheet of the booklet. Number two, in regards to the Igros Moshe, so we had left off a little bit of question of how to read the Igros Moshe, and David had a good question, so I just want to go back to that. The Igros Moshe, when he says that there's a heter to use the tissue to wipe along on the table, so he said that there are two heter, a tartar tivusa. So the question was, what was that tartar tivusa? David asked, well, and then Ben explained afterwards the pshat. I'm just quoting from the Talmud. That if you look back in Ramesh's Lashon, Ramesh said, Kivan de'ena betoch kli, v'gam de'ein derech l'schol mayim in your closet. Ramesh's tartar tivusa is that at the end of the day, the water, like Seir, is not trapped inside anything, and therefore it's only a din d'rabbanan. And number two is that the niyar is not omeg l'sklita, and therefore it's going to mutter. That's the tartar tivusa that Ramosha was referring to. That was what we got stuck a little bit last time on. Finally, I told you I wasn't sure how the Har Tzvi's tartar tivusa works, so Yosef and Ramati helped me out on that. That the Har Tzvi in the end of Simin Kuf Sadi, when he's matir, it seems like the Har Tzvi wasn't assuming that it was a psik ratio that it was going to come out of the tissue, even though it seems at first glance that he did discuss psik ratio. At that point, he's not assuming that way. And the way to read the Har Tzvi in his conclusion is that since the niyar is not omed l'sklita, says best the rabbanan, so then you don't have the gzeira that we spoke about on Yom Kippur, that we're afraid he's going to put it against him. So those were three issues that came up in Seder that I just wanted to clarify. Okay, we're now up to Simin Shin Chaf, Sif Yud Tes in regards to Sviya Ba'ochel. If you want, Yaakov, we could already start recording now. This will be, I hope, clear. Then you guys jumping in. Simin, thank you. Simin Shin Chaf Sif Yud Tes. What we're going. I think it's not on. So in Simin Shin Chaf Sif Yud Tes, the Mechaber says as follows. Litein Karkom B'Tavshil Mutter. That one is allowed to put a spice into a tavshil. Now this karkam also added a color. Ve'ein lachosh lo mishum tzaveya, and you don't have to be concerned in regards to tzviya. De'ein tzviya ba'ochlin, because there is no tzviya ba'ochlin. Now the reason why the mechaber is bringing this up is presumably because of the hemshech. In Sif Chaf, we're going to deal with the continuation of what we've been discussing previously, and that is Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. The Mechaber in Sif Chaf, I think so. Thank you. The Mechaber in Sif Chaf says as follows, Yesh mi sha'omer, sha'ochel tusim oshar peros hatsovim. There's some people who say that one is allowed to eat strawberries, and when you eat the strawberries, that's not a problem, but sarach lizoher, shlo yiga b'yodav tzvos b'vgodav. You have to be careful that if your hands are going to be dyed with the red of the strawberry, that it's going to dye the gadim, and there you have a problem of tzviya. So since we get involved with tzviya in the context of psik resha delo nichale, the Mishnah Berurah points out, sifkata nun zayin, so here the Mechaber decided to discuss this Shaila of Tzviya, and once he discusses Tzviya in regards to touching the garment, where clearly you're not interested in making your white shirt reddish, so it's a Psik Resha Delo Nichalei and it's a Dirabbanan, nevertheless, the halacha is Tzarech Li Zoher. So of course this is one of the absolute hechrechin, that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir on a psik resha delo nichalei, and here we have two halachos. Number one, this halacha about being careful that one's hands are nitzpah to make sure not to be tzoveya a beged. We're going to need to define that. And then we have halacha yutes in regards to putting karkam b'tavshil, because we have this carte blanche rule of ein tzviya ba'ochlin. So let's follow. Go in order, first to B'siyat HaDeshmai Sif Yutes, and then go on to Sif Chav. In regards to Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, so this in itself is quite a debate. The Be'er Halacha already, Kedarko B'Kodesh, gets us to the crux of the debate, and he says, Ayin B'Nishmas Adam Shemefakpek Tzas Be'etzem Adin. This question, that there's no Tzviya Ba'ochlin, is not Pashut at all. What does it mean, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin? What's the chat behind this Shibolei Halakit? So I'm sure you saw it in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting it properly, that for some reason, when it comes to the Yisur of Tzviya, it doesn't apply in regards to Ochlin. So aside from trying to understand this, we need to deal with the Kasha that Nishmas Adam asks. The Gemara on Ayin Hei says, Shofet Mishum Mai Chayiv. Why is Shofet Chayiv? So Rav Omer Mishum Tzoveya. You're being tzoveya. What's the tzviya? The blood marks the fur of the animal by its neck. Nichalei d'lasvis beis hashkita dama. So we see that even though it's ochal, it's prone, it's susceptible to the iser of tzviya. So this is a strong question that the nishmas adam asks. So let's take a look at the nishmas adam. It's in our booklet. Shmas Adam is towards the beginning. It's on the first page, yeah, right after the cover page. Kasev HaShulchan Aruch, Avdalad Hei. Kasev HaShulchan Aruch, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, V'nir Lidil Fizeh, Efshet Mutal Likon Karkam L'Tavsh, Achlagav Shet Tavshon L'Skadeh. V'gam L'Fizeh, Mutal Likon Karkam L'Mayim, Ashet Tzarek L'Afila, D'may Shna. V'chol Zeh Tzarek Yun Godol L'Ni Yizdaiti. V'yei Shlomer, Kivan D'Derech B'Tzvo, V'karkam L'Kulei Alma, Asur. That it could very well be that everybody is going to hold that it's Asur, because the derech is to do it. So, who is the makel? So we saw the Shibolei Aleket. The Nishmas Adam says, I'm not sure at all whether it's going to be mutter. And he quotes a Chacham Tzvi, who is the biggest makel. If you take a look in Oz Gimel, and this will give us the Svara First, we're going to start. The Chacham Tzvi is the most lenient of all the Shitas. Kedai to look up the whole tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. I decided that we would see it through the eyes of Nishmas Adam. At the bottom of Gimel, B'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Kasav, Da'filu l'rab da'shochet ha'inishim salveya, da'haynu davke b'shochet, kivan da'asur v'achila, shayich be'sviya. Masha'en kein ba'ochlin d'mutarin ba'achila. When it comes to shochet, since the animal is aser b'achila, so then it's going to be aser. However, if it's something that's eaten, right, you can't eat that animal on Shabbos. It's got to be cooked. That you can't do on Shabbos. So then, in such a case, then you're going to have an isur of tzoveh. But anything that could be eaten, so then it's going to be mutter. What's that svara? We still haven't gotten to the core svara of the biggest mekilim of Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin. So here the Nishmas Adam quotes the punchline of the Chacham Tzvi. The Efshir Dafka B'Shochet Chayim, the Havei Kedavar HaMeskayim, the Nichalei Sheyekayim Ad Sheyimkar HaBosar. In general, it's good for the seller who sells the animal to show that the animal was killed in the appropriate way, that the blood came out from its neck. So then in such a case, there's a good tzviya. That's going to be a tzviya that you're interested in. Aval karkum v'tashol she'ena nosein rak lefol alter ve'en lecha ena miskayim yoser mizeh. That's the critical line in the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi says, as I was talking with Avrichim, really a musar shmuz. And that is that ochel really doesn't stay ochel very long. You could dress up ochel all you like. You could charge $300 a plate for a fancy piece of meat in a restaurant. At the end of the day, ochel is not very attractive an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours later. At the end of the day, ochel is not miskayim. And therefore, tzviya is not considered chashuv on an ochel. So this is the Chacham Tzvi, who's the biggest of the mekilim. The Nishmas Adam himself is not going to like this, doesn't like this Chacham Tzvi. But Kedarko B'Kodesh, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and he says it could be that this is a decent svara. The svara being that at the end of the day, it's not miskayim. So this is the most lenient opinion that we're going to have. We'll see that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be a middle opinion. He's not going to go with the Chacham Tzvi ad hasof. He's going to be choshesh here and there for the Nishmas Adam. But the Nishmas Adam the Chacham Tzvi has a fascinating svara, and that is ein tzvi ba'ochlin. You can't do anything halachically significant to an ochel. It's not a davar miskayim. The goal for it is to be eaten, and therefore it's going to be in gansen moter. The Mishnah Berurah, moving over, let's assume that the mekel, we will call it the left. So the moving over, going from left to right, so the Mishnah Berurah goes with the is choshesh for the position of the Nishmas Adam. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. It says katan nun vav in your test. V'chein mutar liten yayin adam besoch yayin lavan. Just like we learned that to put karkum into a tashul is going to be mutar, so too as well to put red wine into white wine. Afal pi shemisadin, even if though it's going to become red. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one would be allowed to put red wine into white and making it red. Even if your intention is to change the color, this is the understanding of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is close to the Chacham Tzvi. I decided not to do the Prima Gadim inside. Take a look and Sifkat Nechafei. Close to the Chacham Tzvi, not exactly the Chacham Tzvi, Ayin Sham. Ufima Shikasa Nishmas Adam, Nachalim Noa Mizeh. However, the Nishmas Adam comes out of the Chumrah. Now, Lania's Daiti, this is the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah throughout the Sefer. My Rebbe, Rav Neman Zal Shlita, is a little bit more machmir, it seems, even Bedas HaMishnah Berurah. But Lania's Daiti, this is the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. And that is, that Mi'ikr Dedina, Shulchan Aruch, were Mekel with Harkam. Really, Mi'ikr Dedina, it sounds like he holds Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim. But, at the end of the day, he gives an honorable nod to the Nishmas Adam. What's the nod in Halacha to Nishmas Adam? Not just because the Chai Adam was a great posek, but the nod is based on a beautiful svara that the Nishmas Adam has. In Siv Gimel, after we have the position of the Chacham Tzvi, the Nishmas Adam himself is Machmir. Nishmas Adam says, wait a second. Maybe it could very well be, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin only applies to those instances where you're adding a spice, you're adding something to the food, because you're not really interested in the color change. If you're interested in the color change, then the halacha will be entirely different. So, says the Nishmas Adam, it depends. Why are you putting the charkom in? If you're putting in the charkom because you simply want the spice inside and it changes the color, so then in such a case, we say, ein tzviya ba'ochlin. In other words, halachically, it's not significant. It's not of a significant nature. However, if you're putting it in because you want to change the color, we'll give a couple of examples. The Nishmas Adam's example is a seller, somebody who's selling the item. So then in such a case, says the Nishmas Adam, it could very well be that the halacha is that it is aser. Hence, we now understand shot in the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah says, so he's being mechalik between the case of where he's mechaving lechatchil lasus mara. So why are you putting the food item in? Why are you putting the drink in? If you're putting the drink in because you want to change the color, then ein hachanami, we would say there is tzviya ba'ochlin. We say it's ein tzviya ba'ochlin when you're doing it derech achil. That's the basic svara of the nishmas adam. In regards to what is the actual halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah, so Rav Nemzal Shlita has a few references to the Mishnah Berurah's psakim in other places. Let's take for example, the Mishnah Berurah is later on in Shin Yud Aleph, that's Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. There, let's first start, keep your finger on that, but let's first start with Shin Yud Ches Samachay. In Shin Yud Ches Samachay, Samachay being the Sharetzion, Shin Yud Ches Samachay, there, the Mishnah Berurah was discussing making tea. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about the way to do it appropriately in terms of Bishul. And he comments in the Shaar HaTzion, what should you put in first? Should you put the sense into the water or the water into the sense? If you would put the essence into the water, so then you'd be doing Selveya on the tea. So comments the Shaar HaTzion. But often zeh tov yoser shi'ore ha'mayim l'tocha essence. That you should be careful to put the water inside the sense and not the inverse, because there's some who are choshesh litzviya. Rav Nemetzal Shlita understands that the Mishnah Berurah came out that one should be choshesh lechumra. That was the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Hence, Rav Nemetzal is quite a machmir. In fact, when I was learning the sif, I remember the exact, or I wrote down the exact lashon, I said to him that you're choshesh much a lot for the sishita nishmas adam, and he said correct, that he is choshesh for the nishmas adam ad asel, to the point that Rav Nemetzal on Shin Yudalad Yudalath in the Beyitzchak Yikare there mentions a famous shaila. We're not going to get involved in the details of it right now, but in regards to what's put inside the toilets that changes the color of the water. So in such a case, there Rav Nemetzal comes out with chumra, and he makes reference to this shita that says that there would be tzviya even by water, and we don't assume like the Chacham Tzvi that there's no halakhic significance of a change. The Chacham Tzvi assumes that not only by food, but even by water, even water that's used for netilas yadayim. Fascinating custom that Sfaradim had is that they add rose buds and sometimes even spices that change the color of the water for netilas yadayim for the kohanim. The fascinating thing, so the Chacham Tzvi discusses both in terms of whether that's appropriate for Netil Sidayim for the Kohanim, A, and then in regards to Tzviya on Yom Tov. The Chacham Tzvi comes out with Kula on both of them. So Rav Nemetzal though quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself was concerned about this Chash, and he here in the Yitzchak Yikare, they put it together on this issue that Rav Nemetzal is choshesh for the Shita of the Nishmas Adam. Now this Yisod, that Rav Nemetzal is machmir, is actually a Yisod Gadol in terms of how to understand the heter entirely of Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. And I would say that Rav Nemetzal Shlita's Mahalach is further to the right of the Mishnah Berurah, is more, even more machmir than the Pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah just said that when you have a case in which a person is doing it because he intentionally wants to change the color, then it's a ma'aseh tzvi'ah. Otherwise, you have the heter of ein tzvi'ah ba'ochlin. Rav Nachman understands that when it comes to food, the heter of ein tzvi'ah ba'ochlin, the heter we're going to see also ein mimareach ba'ochlin, is based on the idea that it's all called one ma'aseh achila. It's all part of a derech achila. All part of it is the process of derech achila. Rav Nachman's example of when it says ein mimareach ba'ochlin is that when you're spreading peanut butter on top of a piece of bread, you might say, wait a second, maybe that's a shalom amareach. No, that's called derech achila, that's going to be mutter. That Rav Nachman understands, probably based on the Nishmas Adam, is this halacha as well. This halacha of ein tzvi'ah ba'ochlin means that there's a heter of derech achila. Therefore, let's talk about mimareach. Rav Nachman holds that if a housewife makes the hummus nice, by spreading it out, by making it a particular design, he holds that's a shayla of a doraisa. He holds it's a doraisa. Why? Because the whole heter is a heter of derech achila. The Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if there's any mashmos to this. The inklings of it are is the position of the Nishmas Adam that the Mishnah Berurah was sort of choshesh for, that nachon l'chachila to be choshesh. So Rav Nachman says that all these heterim of ochlim, in tzvi'ah ba'ochlim, in mimareach ba'ochlim, are all heterim of derech achila. If that would be so then in such a case, when a person is dressing up the ochel for it to look nice, then that's for sure not derech achila. When you're dressing it up, he argues that's not called derech achila, and therefore he holds that's a shayla of a doraisa. So according to the Chacham Tzvi, Lav Tzvi, we learned. According to the Chacham Tzvi, so therefore, that what would we say? That you could put artificial flavoring, artificial color into water, and then in such a case, it will also be mutter. There's no chashivas, it's not miskayim. According to Rav Nachman, no. If you put artificial coloring into water, it could very well be an iser da'oraisa. Because this whole idea of ein miskayim is not what's playing. What's at play is the heter of derech achila. Visa mahti, to Rav Nachman, I hope this week, that I found, thanks to Dirshu, that, take a look at Dirshu 59, that the Stifler said this exact term. Maybe he heard this from the Stifler, maybe he knows this from the Stifler. But this is Stifler's Havanin. In 59, you take a look, two things. First of all, it's a Mefurish Tosfos Rib, that paskins that there's Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin, that's Aleph. They quote the Chacham Tzvi that rejects it, and Tosfos Rib brings a riot from that case of in Shabbos, so it turns out that the Nishmas Adam was mechaving to that raya from Ayin Hayam Abayz. And the Stifler himself gives this svara. He says the sugya over there of Ein Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin, because the Tzvi'ah was not done, is only done l'shem tikuna ochel. So too the Stifler wants to answer the same regards to Shechita, that over there this was all the part of getting you to Achila. You're not interested in creating a stain on the fur. So then in such a case, then we're going to say Ein Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin. However, if you're intentionally making the food or the water colorful because you have a particular purpose for it that you want to, there's a tachlis acharis, reading the Dirshu's words. The Stifler is echoes of Rav Nevinsal's idea. I don't know if the Stifler will be as machmir as Rav Nevinsal. It's not mukhrof that he'd be as machmir as Rav Nevinsal, but it's definitely this idea that it's not a din in the ochel, it's not in the din in the tzoveya, that it's not subject to tzvi at all, but rather it's dependent on the circumstance. If the circumstance is that you're using it l'derech achila, so then in such cases, no chalosh shem of tzvi'a. Meidach isa, if it's outside of derech achila, Rav Nevinsal is machmir. Bottom line from the Mishnah Berurah is that I would argue that the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah is not that way. Pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more meikel. Even though the Mishnah Berurah himself in Shin Yuches Siv Katan Samachay, it's clear if you look at the context, he's being choshesh for other chumras of the Yoris Hadvash of Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz in regards to tea. And over there, he says you should know that there are some who are machmir in regards to the. I'm not chassidically disagreeing with my Rebbe. All I'm pointing out is that I think that the pashtuses of the Mishnah Berurah would be a little bit more lenient, and lav davka is that havana mukhrot in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Derech HaMelech would be to follow the Mishnah Berurah, the Derech HaMelech being that if a person is changing the color of the wine because they simply want to change it, in such a case it's nachon la'achmir, like the shita of the Nishmas Adam. Otherwise, it would be ein svi'a ba'ochlin. Rav Nemtzel, based on his more firmer position, just completely asers on the night of Pesach. He just says, the night of Pesach, we know that the Rishonim will hold that in general in Kiddush you need to have red wine as opposed to white wine. On Pesach, there's another svara also, to zofer the dam. So therefore, there are some who have prefer white wine that would add a little bit of red to color wine. So Rav Nemtzel doesn't mention all in svi'a ba'ochlin. He says, period, not to do that. That seems to be al pi shita. So that's choshish for the nishmas
adam.
What's that?
That's
also no. My ha'ara is that he didn't. The Mishabura just says that there. Mishabura seems to paskin mikur de dina like the mekilim, and then he just says nachon the noah. That's very different than the way my Rebbe says in Agad. He just says davar pasha. That's aser. Doesn't even mention mekilim. I think the Mishabura is a little bit more of mekil than.
Is there any case that should we make
on it? The nafkamina is going to be whether the Mishabru we agree with my Rebbe Yitzchum in regards to the Mareach. That would be nafkamina.
Why?
Because you don't see.
That's just for the sake of the look, and when the Mishabru also says.
Right. In other words, this is. The Mishabru was only machmir in regards to the Nishmas Adam, that if your intention is to do it Tzaveya, then in such a case, that whole lamdus you don't have. You don't have that in the Mishabru. There's no record at all of that. It's not that he introduces any more svaris that precede. Renemtzal Shlita is adding more of a svara, a new svara, in terms of this whole idea of Derech.
When is Renemtzal Dimatim?
Svi'a ba'ochlin, only if it's in the process of achila. In other words, if you're adding a spice to the food and you know it's going to change the color, but your motivation is, we do this all the time. In our house, we drink crystallite, right? So you put the crystallite in and you're changing the color, then I think even Rav Nemtzel would be makel, because clearly you're doing it not because you want to change the color, you're doing it for the taste. We were choker in the Beis Medrash that Coke, when they tried to make clear Coke, it didn't work. So then you see from here, that's not just in the additive changes, but I think at the end of the day, that's not going to be koveya the halacha. Now, as most people, when they add crystallite, they would drink the crystallite whether it changes, if they're drinking the punch, whether it changes to red or not. It's true that people prefer the color change as well, but I don't even think with Nansel, it's not going to be. Yes? L'chura. In other words, I think so, because it's not Borer or Dash, and L'chura I think it will be mutter, even though you're right that the heter itself is Derech Achila. It would seem to me that the elongated, it would be elongated Derech Achila would also be accessible. Yesh L'Falka. Yeah?
Would it be any difference for the white wine?
Oh, very good. The Eitzah might be, as the Mishabura said, if you're stuck with the red wine and the white wine, and you like to have a color red, would be to invert it, to take the white wine, and even if you have mostly white wine, a little bit of red, and that's enough to change the color. So if you poured a lot of white into red, and then in such a case, there are who recommend that. I believe Rav Nemtzel is makel also in such a case, but I'm not positive. We should verify. Okay, issue number two that comes up was the issue of psikresha de lo nichale, which we were machmir on, which comes out a tremendous chumrah. I remember the first time when I was young learning this halacha, this sounded like to me a wild chumrah. That is in Sifchaf. Again, that the Mechaber said that if you're eating strawberries and your hands are red, so in such a case, you can't touch the napkin because the napkin is going to. By the way, let's be precise. This is going to be important, as they say in the world. In halacha, we probably use a different term, but they say the devil's in the details. So here, let's be as precise as possible in the mechaber. The mechaber said, "Shelo yiga b'yodat sos b'vgodav o b'mako." Not to touch his clothing, his white shirt. To be careful, or not to touch a tablecloth. So let's just pound out the Mishnah Bura in Sifkata Nutes. The Mishnah Bura says, "Uveged adom kol shekein dasu l'kainecha." The Misakinu. If it's a red garment, so then in such a case it makes it worse because it is sharpening the red. By the way, it would seem to me, I didn't see anybody spell it out this time around, but if it was a blue suit, so then in such case you're creating a stain, then the chura, the kule amot, that would be fine. For whatever reason, or a blue napkin. Let's say it's a hotel napkin, a cloth napkin. So a blue napkin, l'chura, would be motzer l'kulei alma. Red would be problematic. A whitish color would be problematic because you're being soveya. But if it's a color that would only produce a stain, and this happens sometimes, right? You have color cloth napkins. So then in such a case, that would be l'chura motzer according to everybody. The Mishnah Berurah, what's that?
It's not a stain on white.
No, so that we're going to discuss. That at the end of the day, so it goes like this. When you have red on white, so you're dyeing the white red. You're right, Shai, that at the end of the day, it's a psik resha de lo nichale. But we're pointing out that it's a psik resha de lo nichale and a derabanan. So you're right. He doesn't want it on his shirt. In contrast, this is what I'm arguing with Ulai, in contrast to a colored, if he's wearing a blue shirt, or if he's using a colored napkin, so then in such a case, then that would not even, you haven't dyed anything. In contrast to white or a light color, then you've dyed. Linnea's dyed, that's what comes out. Now there's another sad to be made below. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Yesh Mekilim calls that, yes, Sam?
I'm just trying to see, what's the difference between when you look like in a white shirt and a blue shirt? You don't want to do anything.
So when you have, how's a blue shirt made blue? The answer is that it started off as white cotton, and then they dyed the cotton. So white there's a term for this in English. White is a non-color, right? It's nothing. And it's susceptible to tzviya. Something that's already colored, so then it's not susceptible to tzviya. It's true, he doesn't want it. That's called the psik resha de lo nichale and mekalkel that the Mishnah Berurah already pointed out in Sif Katan Chaf.
So
That's not called dying. Correct. That's not called dying. It's already been dyed. It's not called dying. That is Libi Omerli. I could be at one saw this Svara. It seems to me to be a Pasha to Svara. Let me know if you see anybody that says yes or no. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yish mekilim b'chol zeh, summer mekil, kivan shu derech lishkloch, since it's derech lishkloch. Now here we have something quite exciting. Again, the Chakam Tzvi is Mekel. The Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes this. The Radvaz is Mekel. What's exciting over here is you have Halacha Pesukim and Shulchan Aruch, and yet the Mishnah Berurah quotes many who are Mekel, and he seems to leave off. He says V'yesh Lismach Alem Hecha D'Yefshel Lo Lizar B'Zeh. So this is a collector's item where the Poskim said they don't understand where this came from. This sheet of the Urayim. In other words, what does it mean they don't understand? They say that even though it should be Asur Atsoveya, you're Svara Sami. And that is, at the end of the day, it's Derech Lichluch. In other words, Chaloshen Soveya, it's not the Heter Psik Reish Lo Nichole. If it had a Chaloshen Soveya, then even if it's Lo Nichole, it's going to be Asur. But here, it's Derech Lichluch. It's not called a Maisit Soveya. Maisit Soveya is when you go through the appropriate process of taking the dye, etc., etc. Over here, you're not doing a Maisit Soveya. If you're not doing a Maisit Soveya, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. The Chura, the question is, what were the Machmirim thinking? So it seems like that they hold that at the end of the day, even if you don't have a Maisit Soveya, if it's in the Chetza, it creates a change. There would be tzoveya. And yes, the color from berries are very, very strong. And in theory, if you wanted to change the color of your shirt, then that would be an effective way of being tzoveya. And therefore, the halacha would be that it's considered tzoveya. So that's the chakira. Is it a din in the maisa of tzoveya? Or you look at the chayfetz. At the end of the day, you change the color, you have to be choshesh yesh lizar, and you see on psik resha lo nichale smafurish that one would be machir. To say that it would be Asr?
Derech Lichluch,
that is the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. That's Mishnah Berurah gives us the references in Shaar Tzvi and Sivkat and Samachay. In regards to Halacha Lemaisa, there is a very, very important Ha'ara that needs to be added that I think is missed by many. It was missed by me the first time I learned it, and I'm thankful to the Archa Shabbos. It's after the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch Harav. It says Hilchos Shabbos. We're going to go to Shulchan Aruch Harav. He is the one who taught me this Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is a brilliant tour de force. By the way, anytime, any part of my polemic, any misnagdim say that the Hasidim didn't know how to learn, or the Hasidim, or they weren't great in learning. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is, this Shulchan Aruch Harav is just, all they have to do is just read the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Baal HaTanya's Hachladish. It's a tour de force how the Baal HaTanya goes to the Sugya. It's not in our Simen, it's in Simen Shin Beis. Again, I'm thankful to the Mutfer Shel Hamdanim with Aruch HaShabbos for quoting the Baal HaTanya. It's a fantastic, kedai to go through the whole piece. The Baal HaTanya in his Kuntres Acharon Simen Shin Beis qualifies this halacha, and he makes such a logical point. And he says, this chumra, even the more stringent positions who hold that it would be subject to the din of tzviya, only say this halacha in regards to those items that are prone to tzoveya, that are subject to tzoveya. Those things that are not subject to tzoveya, so then in such a case, the iser would not apply. So, you have mekilim, who say derech lichluch. Even if the object itself is prone to tzoveya, if it's derech lichluch, it's not a maisa tzoveya. Says the Baal HaTanya, I could hear the other side, despite Sammy's argument, I could hear the other side. At the end of the day, you were tzoveya, something that's subject to tzoveya. Blue shirts start off as white shirts. Yes, Enochanami, I know that they dye the wool before they make it into a shirt. But the cotton itself is prone to tzoveya. So that's the way it works. It doesn't matter whether you were nichale, whether you were lo nichale. But what would you say in regards to those items that are not prone to tzoveya? Lamai nafkamina, a napkin. Is a napkin subject to this iser? So Aruch HaShabbos points out that if you take a look, the Baal HaTanya has a beautiful point. He says, it's eight lines into the Kuntres Acharon. V'gam ein derech ha'olam machvos v'klal. V'ha de'asur liga b'yodav tzvos b'mapta. Hainu mishum shehamapa. What's a mapa?
Tablecloth.
It's a tablecloth, right. A tablecloth, darko b'tzviya. We have in our home some tablecloths that are white, and some tablecloths that are beige, and some tablecloths that are dark. So a tablecloth is subject to tzviya. A napkin is not, l'niyaz daiti, subject to tzviya. V'ilu ayosakein kishalot darach lichluch, ha'isam alachla gemura, v'ayim besakein. By the way, you could be mefaktik when I said by a napkin. I don't mean dafka napkin. You need to make a cheshbon of those things that the derech is to be tzoveya, to tzoveya those items. So those things that the derech is to be tzoveya those items, so then in such a case, then it wouldn't be subject to tzoveya. So it's not a davar pashut that everything that's white is automatically subject to tzoveya. Let's see how the Aruch HaShabbos, just a second, let's see how the Aruch HaShabbos says this. Yesha kasu lizar bazem mishum shetzoveya at hamitpachat. So wipe your hands on the mitpachat. So the Aruch HaShabbos points out in Peches, the last three lines, ulufi dvar elu shebeget she'ein regilin letzovo ein bo iser yesh heter meruvach lekol adeos liten tachboshet o ispalunid al gabe apetza. Machetet niyor is a tissue. So he says a davar pashut. This is for Rav Tzvi, Rav Dr. Tzvi. He says davar pashut. Even for the machmirim, he says it would not be a problem to put a gauze pad on top of something that was bleeding, even though you would say even derech lichluch is not a problem, because a gauze pad is not. They haven't yet made gauze pads in colors for kids. Band-aids they've done on the outside, not on the gauze. So in such a case, it's not the derech to be tzoveya gauze pad. So he says the kulei alma that Aruch HaShabbos points out, the kulei alma is going to be mutter as based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. A napkin, you can disagree with me. Lanias daiti, I think there might be a lot of stud and lahakir when it comes to a napkin. Mikra Dedina, that there are many who are makel. Aleph. Beis is paper like that, is that prone to tzviya, is it not prone to tzviya? So it is true that they do make napkins that are colored napkins, that I'm aware of. But at the end of the day, this type of material, once it's made into a white napkin, that one is generally not so bad. And you could argue a shirt is different. The shirt, even if once it's fashioned into a shirt, there are times that people are so bad, they paint shirts. And so on and so forth. So there is a derech to be tzoveya, even a shirt itself. When it comes to a napkin, I think there might be room to be mesarif for the hakel. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah clearly came out lekula, that he said yesh lisam afalim hecha the efshel lo lizar bazeh. So in case of kavod abrios, etc., there's going to be room. There's going to be room to mekel. I think that there might be even room to mekel with napkins based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, yesh la'ayin. Okay.
This you mean paper napkins.
Paper napkins, correct. Paper napkins. Not cloth napkins, correct. Okay. Let's now, b'siyata d'shmaya, begin the malacha of Zorah. We've already pointed out that the Gemara in Shabbos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis learns that the malacha of Zorah and malacha of Borer are similar to each other. The point that the Gemara asks, why did we count them as three different malachos? Gemara in Ayin Gimel Beis says, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borer, Hainu Meratin. We alluded previously, and now we'll develop a little bit more, that there's a machlokis rishonim that's going to affect the halachos of Zorah, of how to read that Gemara. Of course, originally in the Maran Mekomos, I had put this, but since we had seen already, I didn't photocopy it again. We've already seen what the malacha of Zorah is. We saw it visually from Rav Rimon, that Zorah is when you winnow, you take the wheat and you throw it up to the air, and there it separates. So here, the Eglei Tal is medayik that Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel learn Zorah and Borer differently. We could read it within the Eglei Tal that's in your booklet. Oz Gimel, the Meleches Zorah. So he points out that Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi argue whether the malacha is going to define, their distinctions are going to be defined in the action, what's referred to, as we mentioned previously, the echos hapoel, or we look at it in terms of the effect on the item, which is called the echos hanifas. Let's read a few words of the Eglei Tal, Os Gimel, Zelosh Rabbeinu Chananel b'sugya, im natal adam tvua b'tivna, upsola sheesh ba v'nipach ba beruach piv, if a person takes wheat, and he blows to separate, not only wind, ubira chashavu zoreya, that's going to be considered, chashavu kizor, it's considered as if he's winnowing. Pirish borer, notel psolos mibena ochel, umashlicha o notel ochel, umeniacha psolos. So, the many point out that Rabbeinu Chananel differentiates in terms of the echos hapoel, how one acts in those particular malachos. When it comes to Zorah, you use the wind. When it comes to Borer, you use your hand to separate. He points out in Oz Dalet, on the next page in the new edition of Eglei Tal, page Kufayin Aleph, that Rashi disagrees. Avol Rashi says the following. He says, the lo domi lezorah bor merake, the zebikashin, when it comes to Zorah, there you're throwing up the husk to separate from the wheat, the zebit sroros, when it comes to Borer, you're separating the rocks from the food. The chiluk is in what you're doing to the items. So this is lahagdil Torah la'adira. It's important for us to understand the basic malachos, but there is a nafkamina, and that is, this Eglei Tal suggests the following. In yavdil hamotz min habor al yidei kli, Gamken Yeshayev Mishum Zorah. According to Rashi, if you use a kli to remove the husks, then that would not be Borer, that would be Zorah. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's in the Maisa. According to Rashi, it's going to be in the in the Chafetz itself.
According to Rashi,
according to Rashi, Zorah... according to Rashi, the point is, whether you use a kli or not, it's what you're acting on. If you're acting on the tsroros, that's what you do in Borer, then you're going to be chayiv for Borer. If you're acting on the husks, then you're going to be chayiv for Zorah. So this is the first important conceptual difference between Zorah and Borer. There's really no nafkamina la halacha. It's going to be usher either way, but this introduces us to the fundamental question. What defines Zorah? What defines Borer? The next fundamental conceptual question is going to have profound nafkaminas la halacha. We saw in the Rishonim that what Zorah does is Zorah separates the psolas from the ocha. Our next issue, a halacha lemaisa, is going to revolve around whether Zorah, one could be over it without psolas. Is Zorah only when you're separating ocha from psolas, or will it apply even if there is no psolas? So the chura, one could argue, I saw that there are some who argue this, that this might be dependent on Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi. According to Rashi, all Zorah, Borah, Merakeh, all have psolas in them, but they have different types of psolas. But if you don't have a psolas, Mehechi Tesu, there's going to be Nisr Zorah. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, there's room to be choker. Now, it happens to work very beautifully, because we're going to learn, there's some who understand, and Minchas Chinuch and others, that the Yerushalmi holds that you don't need to have psolas. And the Bavli, the Minchas Chinuch argues, holds that you do need to have psolas. Rabbeinu Hananel is well known as often following the Shitas HaYerushalmi. That's where you might have, here in Shurim, you might have heard it in a backwards way, that the Rambam often goes with Yerushalmi. The reason Rambam often goes with Yerushalmi is the Rambam was very much coupled to the Rabbeinu Hananel, because the Rambam was coupled to the Rif, who was coupled to Rabbeinu Hananel learning Pshat. We'll often find that Pshat Gemara, the Rif, when he has unique Pshat, a lot of times will be connected to where Rabbeinu Hananel learned Pshat in the Gemara. So here, it works out quite beautifully. As we're going to develop, there's a fascinating Chumrah in the Yerushalmi, and that Chumrah of the Yerushalmi is a Chumrah that the Ramah quotes, and it could very well be that it's going to be dependent on this machlokas between Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi, as we'll develop the Siyata of the Shemaya shortly. Yes? Yes, but when Rabbeinu Hananel defines the differences between the two, this is how he defines the difference between Zorah and Borah. I don't think that Rabbeinu Hananel was saying that the Iser is only when you do Psalas and Ocha. We'll try to pound that out together. Okay. Ah, Kulamu Ravin, in all of those cases.
Right.
It's a nice kasha. Well, I think it might be answerable. I'll try to find that akron that makes the point. Either way, we're going to see Yerushalmi that says that. Whether that's correct in Rabbeinu Hananel, in other words, is that Shitas Rabbeinu Hananel, or is that what emerges according to Rabbeinu Hananel's difference between Zorah, Borah, and Merakeh? So that's a distinction between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. There might be room to go so far as the Shitas Yerushalmi. I thought that there are some who suggest that. I'll try to find who says it. In Simen Shin Yutes, which are the halachas of Borer, the Ramah concludes with the following halacha. Harokeh beruach the Shabbos, if someone spits into the wind on Shabbos, beruach mefazer harok chayim mishum zorah, and the wind separates the spit, so then, in such a case, one is going to be chayim for zorah. So this would be a nafkamina between those who say that Zorah requires psolas and those who say it does not. Because at the end of the day, here you have an interesting action that's taking place. You're having an action in which the wind is separating between that which is either ostensibly ochel or psolas, however you define it as ochel and psolas, but it's ostensibly separating between them. Nevertheless, it's an iser of Zorah. This is the Minchas Chinuch and the Nishmas Adam's point. They both point out that Lechura, this is not consistent with the way the Bavli had understood the Isser of Borer. Take a look. Minchas Chinuch crunches it a little bit more than Nishmas Adam. In Oz Beis, in Hazorah, Vav Beis, I am B'Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Ramah, ובחי אדם, נשמס אדם, היסג הזה, זה בגמר ידידה, מקשה, היינו זורה, היינו בור. מבורר, שזה לא הווה זורה. That it's not considered זורה. The זורה אין רק במחריש פסולס מי אוכל. The Gemara said, זורה and בורר are the same thing. In what way are זורה and בורר the same thing in the הווה mean in the Gemara, in the question of Gemara? Because you're removing psalas. So obviously, the Yerushalmi disagrees. If you take a look, he points out that the Yerushalmi is l'shitaso, that the Yerushalmi does learn that Zora is not similar to Borer, that the Nishmas Adam quotes Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi does not put Zora in the list with Borer and Merake, that the Yerushalmi actually says Mishamer is the same thing as Borer and Merake. So the Nishmas Adam wants to suggest that this is going to be a machlokis between Bavli and Yerushalmi. In fact, this is going to be two interesting topics to play off of each other. The Nishmas Adam was a big machmir when it came to Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Rav Nevensal even took it a step further. Here, the Nishmas Adam is a big makel. Nishmas Adam says that at the end of the day, we paskin like the Bavli, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, and therefore there's a lot of room to be makel. And he tries to prove it from a Magen Avram. If you take a look at the end of Os Aleph, he points out that the Magen Avram says on Pesach, the halacha is, it's really a Gemara, that the Gemara says that if you have chametz on Pesach, the Shita of the Rabbanan, this Chayadim is actually in a strange place in the booklet. It's right after Rabbi Ribiat. It got stuck in between two photocopies of Rabbi Ribiat. At the end of Os Aleph, so it's in between the two pages from Rabbi Ribiat, there he quotes the Magen Avram, based on Gemara. The Gemara says, Zora v'sola l'ruach, that one is allowed to take bread and get rid of it by throwing it to the wind. Wait a second. L'chura, the Gemara was also talking about Yom Tov itself, because the mitzvah of Bior Chametz also applies on Chametz. So from that Magen Avram, who paskins that way, it would seem that we're not choshesh, that Zora applies where you don't have souls. Nevertheless, you do have this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Harokek beruach b'shabbos, one is going to be chayv. L'ani'as daiti, it's difficult to just push away when you have a halacha mefurish in Shulchan Aruch b'Ramah l'shitasi. I think that just to push away to say ain't tzviya ba'ol, to say that when it comes to tzviya, that even though it's derech lichluch, we saw that there were some who say that Shulchan Aruch is wrong and that you could be makel the ratvaz and the chacham tzvi. I would be very slow to push that away from Shulchan Aruch. It comes out last start, as well as over here in the Ramah. At the end of the day, it could be for Svardim. Chacham Avadya is very makel in Chazon Avadya Chelik Dalet. He's very makel la halacha. But at the end of the day, for Ashkenazim, the Ramah quotes this. So clearly, the Ramah is choshesh for this day, and it would be hard to machavek mefurisha halachos in Shulchan Aruch, even though there are giants that do. They have the right to do it. In terms of our own hanhaga, so you could limit it, you could say it doesn't apply to napkins, there are enough sardim lahakel, l'chule, but to say that it doesn't exist, la'alacha, that's a lot harder to argue. So therefore you have this Yerushalmi that seems to be expanding the Yisra of Zora, not only when it comes to solos and ochel, but even when you have an ochel. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a famous tshuva, a seminal tshuva. I didn't photocopy it, but it's kedai to look in the tshuva. The Be'er Halacha quotes it in the Ramaskal Mefazer and Simin Chav. Rabbi Akiva Eger says he was walking down the street and he encountered Zeresh. Well, how did he encounter Zeresh? He encountered somebody who was pouring water outside of their window, and he said, I began to think of whether there's, this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Newton's apple. Rabbi Akiva Eger said when he saw the water coming down, he began to, I would imagine he stepped out of the way, and then he began to think whether this person's going to be over the Yisr of Zora in such a case by pouring out the water. Rabbi Akiva Eger himself is one of those who's makel against the Stimas HaRamah. He holds that the Pashtus is that the Yisr of Zora is only when you have Psolas. If you don't have a psolas, it's not going to apply. And Rabbi Akiva Eger has another reason to be makel. And he says, even if the Ramah is right, that the Yerushalmi would say that it is aser, based on Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says it's aser, it only applies to a davar shegidulo bekarka. Because we learned when it came to dash, that the Yisra of dash is only by gidulo bekarka. That's how we got the heter of sleek sensations and the baby wipes. So too, over here, when it comes to Zora, it will only apply to a davar Gidulei Karka. He also points out a brilliant shot of the Alfei Menashe, that the Alfei Menashe suggests that the Yushalmi is Nachmer. It can't be all these Achronim hold. It can't be Zohar is only when there's Solas. So that's what now Reb Zion and I are arguing about. Could there be a Rishon that says that that would be without Solas? Even I thought I had a Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe I don't. But they say no. It can't be that there's no Solas. Either Yushalmi was Nachmer. So they say the Yerushalmi was machmer on Hotzah or Mavir Dalet Amos. That the Yerushalmi never said it's Asr al Zorah. The Yerushalmi just says you're not allowed to spit to the wind. So the Be'er Halacha says the reason why it's Asr is Al Hotzah. So that's going to help. What's it going to help for? Because Halacha L'maisa, you have these diunim in regards to sprays on Shabbos. Sprays, is that going to be subject to the Isser of Zorah? So here, there are those who say that it will only apply inside of the house. It's only in regards to Hotzah or Mavir Dalet Amos. But otherwise, Halacha is that there will be room to be mingled. But another Snifla Hakel would also be to say like Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that is it will only apply to those things that are Gedulei Karka versus things that are not Gedulei Karka. Which means that water is not Gedulei Karka, and the Halacha would be that if it's a water-based item, so then such a spray is not going to be problematic. This is, Rabbi Ribiat has a long arichus in regards to the sprays. We're going to see in a moment Rabbi Ribiat's approach. And Rabbi Ribiat's basic mahalach is that that sprays can be an issue. I don't remember if, does anybody here remember? I don't know if Rabbi Ribiat makes a big deal of this Rabbi Kiva Eger, that would be a tzad lahaka. We'll discuss shortly. But Rav Nevensal Shlita, who is relatively machmer on the issue of Zoreh, even with the non-solas, he himself, in his Aros, for those of you who have it, you can take a look, Dibra Maskel Haroke, so he said, Rav Nevensal says as follows, Ugabi Shimush Bitkar Sisin, if you have those sprays, Im Eino Megidule Karka, Yesh Lismoch Al Dibra Rabbi Kiveg, you could rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger. And then he points out, HaMishneh Brura Atzmo Nota Livsok Delo Karama, that the Mishneh Brura himself is Nota against the Rama. That's what, if you take a look, he says as follows. Take a look at the Mishneh Brura Sifkot and Samach Zayin. V'lo Ra'inu Mishachoshesh Lozeh. People aren't careful about not spitting to the wind on Shabbos. Kiva Deinu Miskaganukah. The kosher came to Ein Zederach Zorah, and also it's not considered Zederach Zorah. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yet the Rama was Machmer in this regard. So Rav Nevensal's take on it is, this is a collector's item, another collector's item. Today we have two instances where the Mishneh Berurah tends to be, not often will you find this, where the Mishneh Berurah tends to be more makel than the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. We have the Mishneh Berurah being more makel in regards to the hands that are stained, and we have the Mishneh Berurah being more makel when it comes to the case of spinning to the wind. Rav Nevensal himself is choshesh for the Rama, but he says that you could rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger. At the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva Eger is enough to rely on, that if it's Gedulei Karka, so then in such a case one has to be Machmir. If it's not Gedulei Karka, then one would be able to be makel. Therefore, what comes out is as follows. There are sprays. Somebody could do some research. I don't know what the primary base of... now they have what's put on the skin, sun protector. That I don't know if the base of it is from Gedulei Karka. A lot of it's made out of plants and cream that comes out of plants. So if it's a Gedulei Karka base, so then it could very well be that there is room to be machmir. If it's a water base, so in such a case one could be makel. Therefore, deodorants and the like, which are primarily a water base and primarily most of the synthetic materials altogether, so then in such a case one would able to be makel. Similarly, an air diffuser that is sprayed into the air, if it's Gedulei Karka, that's the heter of Nemesal uses. We're going to see that Rav Ribiat has another heter. I don't recall if Rav Ribiat uses the Gedulei Karka heter. We're going to see he gets very complicated in terms of different sprays. He's mechalik between different types of sprays. But Rav Nevensal's chiluk is what's Gedulei Karka is going to be aser. What's not Gedulei Karka is going to be mutter. It'll be interesting in terms of sunblock, how it's made, whether a significant base is going to be gedulei karka, then lechumra b'nemitzah will come out lechumra being choshesh for this Yerushalmi. Now, if you take a look at Rabbi Ribiat in the booklet, Rabbi Ribiat, this is kedarko b'kodesh. Rabbi Ribiat is fantastic in terms of doing research in terms of the metzius of many things. He basing himself on a tshuva from Rav Moshe, a heter that Rav Nevinsal Shlita does not go with lechatchila, even though Rav Moshe seems to have this heter, and that is Rav Moshe says that aerosol cans are mutter. In other words, even if you're not going to go with Rabbi Kiva Eger, that we said maybe you could use, Rav Moshe says aerosol cans are not going to be subject even according to Yerushalmi. Why? A brilliant ha'ara that Rav Moshe makes and that Rabbi Ribiat runs with. And that is the aerosol cans, the pressure that comes out is that causes the spray to diffuse is actually a pressure from the can itself. Now here, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, is very, very important. That's what we're going to do in our Iyun Shir. This is a very geshmak sugya, very, very beautiful sugya. The Gemara in Bava Kama on Samach Amud Aleph discusses that the Isra of Zora is unique in that it's Zora v'ruach mesayata, that you throw it up to the wind, and the wind helps you. So Ramesh understood that Zora v'ruach misayato means that the Isra of Zora is when you co-opt the wind. If, however, the pressure that's diffusing it throughout the air is not the wind, so then Ramesh learns that it's not going to be Zora. So therefore, Ramesh says that when you have an aerosol can, what diffuses it throughout the air? Not the wind. What diffused it is the special makeup of the aerosol can. If you take a look inside, you'll see the inside of what, as many would want us to point out, damages the ozone layer. You'll see exactly the Rabbi Ribiat describes exactly how aerosol can works. And that is, and you have a solution of propellant. I guess that's the devil over here. The solution, the propellant that's inside of it, and the propellant is what pushes it out, and therefore the Zora, the Easter of Zora, is not taking place when you have that instance, because what spreads it throughout the wind is not what the Gemara described of Zore v'ruach misayato. Therefore, Rabbi Ribiat goes on, and begins a whole long list in terms of different types of cans. He said different types of sprayers. He says when it comes to Ventra tube sprays, there it's actually created by a wind force. And Rabbi Ribiat argues a faucet spray is not created by a wind force. This will be an interesting question. What about giving the kids, leaving aside, giving the kids shilas of rechitza and also shilas of kids playing on the lawn? But let's say in the world of theory you had no other shila, but you were spraying a hose on children on Shabbos and was spraying out into the air. So Rabbi Ribiat says, no problem, because over there, in such a case, it's not created by wind force, but rather it's created by water pressure. The water pressure itself is what creates the force. In contrast, he says, a Ventra tube, so there, you take a look, he describes the physics of it, there the pressure is created by wind inside the tube, since it's created by pressure inside the wind of the tube, so then that's similar to Zora v'ruach misayato. Ad kan, divrei Rabbi Ribiat in regards to these shilas. At the end of the day, Lamia's Daiti, if you have the Heter Gedulei Karka, that's going to solve many of the things as well. And water already, Rabbi Kiva Eger took care of. Rav Nevinsal Shlita actually disagrees with the whole premise. He says that Zora V'ruach Misayato is not a T'nai in Zora. He says that Zora V'ruach Misayato, Ruach Misayato is a Chidush. That even though it's Ruach Misayato, nevertheless, that's going to be considered Zora. And therefore, you don't need the wind to separate it to have the Isser of Zora. Rav Meisha Zatzal assumed that what you need the wind to create the diffusion. And if you don't have the wind, you're not going to have the Isser. Rav Nevinsal says that according to the Yerushalmi, any time you spread something out in the air, by definition you have a shiloh Zora. So what's his heter? His heter is only going to be Gedulei Karka. And therefore, there's not going to be a difference in whether there's an aerosol can or this type of can or that type of can. And that would mean then throwing water to the wind would have been a shiloh, like Rabbi Kiva Eger raises. Nevertheless, the halacha is that one would be permissible based on the concept of Gedulei Karka. Yes, Rabbi Nisim.
Yeah, I have a question. just on Nevin Sal's sheet, Moshe, from the Gemara in Baba Kama, for sure sounds like that. Because the Gemara is going to contrast it to Nezikin. The Gemara's whole point is that it's a grum, it's still high from the Talmud of Yeruah.
Okay, you have to stick around for the Iyun Shi if you want to get to the bottom of that. And I can't promise we'll get to the bottom of that. But
what the that is that Ficha is Osir, be a big grass or Nevin Sal? Because according to Gemara is...
But which... Neficha by Zoreb.
Neficha by Pez Osir.
Right.
But that's not... Is that Ruan?
No. So that would be... Well, you could look at it in two ways. Fascinating question. It's a ruach that you expelled from your mouth, but now it's in the ruach. Now it's in the air. Fascinating question. How would you look at that? What's that? No, he's not talking about the Ramah. He's talking, we did see that there are shitas that say that to blow is also an Isur Selchura. That's a riot. In terms of bottom line, as far as the standard Psak, the Aruch HaShabbos, the way the Aruch HaShabbos paskins, let's just take a look. Even the Talmud of the Rebbe, if someone who loves his Rebbe, it's important not just to say over the Rebbe's Torah, but also to say over what is written in the standard Svarim. The Aruch HaShabbos has a very nice summary on page Kuf Pei Vav. Yesh me'apos m'shekos v'de in l'faz v'vram ha'idei ruach, gon shirok eke ruach, ach l'maisa hekelu achronim l'zaris chametz l'ruach. What comes out is the Aruch HaShabbos is quite lenient. Based on the fact that Hilchos Chametz, we see that it's mutter, the he paskins, but like the most lenient position that we saw, the Minchas Chinuch and the Nishmas Adam, who say that at the end of the day, if there's no psolas, it's going to be mutter, which is the fairish against the Yerushalmi. That's how we come out. And Horaya, in Hilchos Pesach, we have that. Then he points out, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, mutter l'shvoch mayim la'avir, asher ruach nefaz rasam, and then, he, based on this, he quotes from Rav Yashiv, that's no problem to use a ventilator on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, if one is going to use, okay, that's not the right word. What's the word that's used in verb? I'm sorry? Humidifier, thank you. So you use a humidifier on Shabbos, that he quotes from Rav Yashiv, that's not going to be a problem. So Rav Yashiv could have a lot of different reasons to be made. Well, number one, you have Rabbi Kiva Eger. Number two, you have the fact that could very well be the one passing like the Yerushalmi. Number three is how exactly does the humidifier work in terms of spreading it out? Where's the pressure coming from? If the pressure is not coming, is coming like the way aerosol can works, there's also room to be makel. At the end of the day, bottom line is that Rabbi Yashu said that the humidifier could be used as well. There's no machlokas over here between Rabbi Yashu and Rabbi Nevin Sal, because we saw that if it's not gedula karka, then Remzal is also makel from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that is the bottom line. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we finished the siman of dash, and we did the malach of zora. We finished shin yotes. We did the last line of shin yotes, and now we begin b'siyata d'shmaya shin yotes, and that's the halacha of borah. Ezra Hashem will do that on Thursday. Yes. Oh, in terms of the next shiur, so what we're going to be doing is this sugya of Zohar Baruch Misayato. Some fascinating, it won't be long, but you'll see that there's fascinating viewing in regards to using machines today for malacha. That's one. And number two also is defining what is a malacha Zohar. So those are the two issues. The big machlok is aposkim. Whether you and a machine do a malacha today, does that qualify as a malacha Zohar? It starts with the Yishonim on that. Yeah.